Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good evening, traders, and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Lambo Dreams on blogtalkradio.com, Traders Network Live. I'm your host with the most, Michael J. Hall, a.k.a. the Wolf of NASDAQ, a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Girl. Let's get into it. Tonight's episode is going to be actually educational. I just was going to start a webinar over on a terrible, terrible software. You would not believe this software was so terrible. I already forgot the name of it. It's BigMarker.com. They're 100% terrible. I already deleted my account. I opened up my account 3 days ago because I just got done with a 30-day trial over at GoWebinar.com. So decided to test these guys out. And let me tell you, 100%. Terrible. I'm getting a refund. Just saying. So let's get into the webinar tonight. I know you guys can't see my screen, but I'm going to walk you through the whole entire process. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting a bunch of messages. All right, I'm back. So today's episode is about a strategy, how to short stocks. A great book to learn how shorts work. Don't Blame the Shorts. It is by Robert Sloan. This, because pretty much, you hear anybody in the stock community always blame shorts when the stock goes down. All those shorts. They keep on short selling, so the stock's going down. No. The reason why the stocks are going down is nobody's buying at those price ranges. So shorts actually make money when the stock declines in price. Just like when a trader makes money when the stock goes up. They make money when the stock goes down. Short sellers are 100% useful. Without shorts, you want to have breakouts. You want to know what causes stock to break out in price? I'm going to tell you. Short squeezes. So, for more information on the short squeeze, I'm going to tell you. Educated shorts. They actually short the stock too low. Then when more buying comes in, those brokers make those uneducated shorts to actually cover in price. Something happens, some great news came out or something, and those brokers are going to be like, you have to cover right now. We're not going to risk any money on our end because of you, so you're going to have to cover. So that's what happens. Once those shorts start to cover, you have to pay a high price for the stock. That causes the stock to break out. And they call it a short squeeze. On a huge short squeeze, the stock can go from 6 to like 9 really quick. And they also call that a breakout. But what caused that breakout? Those shorts covering. So if they really have good stocks to really break out without shorts covering, those stocks are really going to go on a huge run. So short sellers actually free up liquidity. Without liquidity, you have nothing. You need liquidity. Liquidity is pretty much liquid. It means how many shares are being traded. You never want to buy a stock that's trading below average volume. So I want you to go over to barchart.com, and we're going to break down some liquidity, and we're going to break down some technical analysis right now. Hope you guys are having a great night. I'm having a blast. So, hope you guys are at barchart.com right now. Okay. I want you to type in stock CYCC. It's at 97 cents right now. You're going to see the high was 104. The 52-week high is 414. The 52-week low was 51 cents. The low was 92 cents. The previous close was 105. A million shares plus traded. The average volume, which is key, 2 million plus. So it's trading below average. Hence why it's down 7.62%. So now let's go over to the, where you see, on the left-hand side, where you see detailed quote. Click on that. This gives you the last 5 days of trading on this stock. All you see is a land of red. You should see daily quotes and weekly quotes. Go to weekly. You see the beginning of February. Say the low was 51 cents. Right, and it shot up to 213. So from the 2nd all the way to the 23rd, 51 cents. The high is $2.13. Now, as you can see, well, wow, this stock is actually extremely high. Yes, but would I actually buy it? No, because there's nothing behind it. Oh wow, it's high. It's up huge. That stock is going to tank faster. You will not believe. Now we're at the present. Now I want you to click on the chart. Let's click on that chart right there. It will open up the page. All right. Now you're going to see this chart forming, right? As you can see, October 14th and beyond, this is a $3 stock. Then it collapsed. So from January all the way up until like this month right here is the walk-up pattern. January, February. Then it breaks out. Then it shot out all the way up to 220. Now this pattern is a short, it's a 100% pattern we look for. Every stock has this pattern. But this is the perfect stock to short. Hold on 1 second. Actually, I think I could stream this. Hold that thought, guys. Hello, hello. Yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, hey. All right, got that. Now, so focus on this. I'm back, guys. All right. Right now I'm trying to start my live stream account. I'm trying to stream right now. So bear with me. Alright, I'm on livestream.com right now. I'm trying to see how you guys can see it because I am broadcasting. It says I'm broadcasting. So let's see right now. Broadcast line. Good. Okay, I'm starting an event right now, so I'm waiting until it loads. Then I'm going to live stream this. But in the meantime, like I was saying, liquidity is a must. Without liquidity, you have nothing. Never buy stocks with below average volume. Always buy above average volume. And never buy stocks with not a lot of volume. You want a lot of volume because you want to get in and you want to get out. You don't want to get stuck. If you plan on buying a stock that has a lot of unchanged, where you look at it, where it's not down or it's not up, it's just like unchanged. You don't want that. You don't want that at all. You want to buy when it's moving higher, then you want to sell it higher. As I stated in my last webinar, where I buy into the trend and have that trend sell me out. Reverse is buying low than selling high. That'll happen. Not in this day and age. Okay, perfect. Alright guys, I'm going to type something right here. Alright guys, let me know if you can see my screen. I'll be right back guys, I'm going to try something different. All right, guys. I'm downloading something right now that I can broadcast my screen over on Tinker.tv. It's a stock TV channel that traders can upload their screen and pretty much broadcast your screen live. I'm doing that right now. It should take me a few minutes. And then you can see my screen. I apologize again for the mishap. I didn't expect the webinar software to be so bad. Hope you guys are having a good night. Hope you guys are having a good start of the week. Monday was pretty good to me. Tuesday, I'm looking for a bigger day. Watch this video. It'll be out later on tonight when I make it. Okay.
Same source settings. Start streaming settings. English. That's so perfect. Microphone. Good. Okay. Yo.
Hello, perfect, hell yeah.
Alright, start the video. Start streaming. Oh, source sheets. Global source sheets.